welcome to the MyStaffRanger.com weekly podcast, and actually this is the very first one. It's the week of August 20th. I'm Larry Jones, your host, and I'm the owner and senior arranger of MyStaffRanger.com. And if you're not part of our monthly free e-newsletter, we invite you to stop by our site at www.mystaffarranger.com. And you just simply subscribe there on the home page. Just plug in your first name and your email address, and you are signed up. And you can also receive some free arrangements and some other ministry tools. And I think it'll be a great value to you. Also, on our homepage, you'll notice that we have a menu item for our blog. And I regularly blog about three times a week about ministry-related issues, worship ministry, music arranging, finale tips and tricks, client testimonials, important business news here at MyStaffRanger.com. So we just invite you to become part of our community here. And this week's ministry topic is regarding improving the quality of your church orchestra. And this is part one, pray specifically. And, you know, it's so easy when praying for our worship teams to pray very, you know, general prayers such as, Lord, bless my orchestra, or bless my praise team, bless my choir, just blessing them. And then we're surprised when we're not blessed, or at least not blessed the way we think we should be. Well, here are some of my thoughts on praying for excellence in our church orchestras. First of all, number one, pray for a deep spirit of excellence within each member of the orchestra. One thing that I do from time to time is sit down with a list of my orchestra membership role, and I go down and I pray for each individual on my orchestra. And you know, when I go through the list, I'm praying for that person, and things come to my mind when I think of certain individuals. For example, if they're going through some personal crisis in their life. For example, one of my orchestra members, her mother just passed away, so I prayed for her father and for her as they were going through a difficult time in their lives. And you know, you can go down your list and you run across the name of an orchestra member that has trouble musically. You know, you need to pray for a spirit of excellence to instill that person, whether it's they need to take the music and their instrument home more often and put some quality practice time in on the music, or they just need to be inspired musically. Number two, I would pray for new members to join the orchestra that worship on their instruments with excellence. Hey, there's nothing wrong for praying for some really decent members that can play well. And, you know, one thing I would encourage you, though, is to pray specifically, for example, in areas of pitch and intonation. Pray that they play in tune. Pray that they have good time. You know, they can keep a steady beat. They can play complex rhythms well. You know, and also pray specifically for great attitudes. The one problem that we have when we do get members that are good musicians is a lot of times they can have a prima donna attitude and, you know, not feel like they need to show up for Wednesday rehearsals or whatever night you rehearse on, and show up for any early morning rehearsals on Sunday. They can be a challenge to you, so I would just encourage you to pray for a great attitude and for, you know, excellent musicians. And number three, pray that your orchestra spends time outside of rehearsal preparing their music as needed. And I had alluded to that in number one, when you're praying for a spirit of excellence within your membership. So just pray that your orchestra members spend time outside of rehearsal preparing their music as needed. And point number four, pray that your orchestra is engaged and listening to your direction on Wednesday and Sundays. As a director, there's nothing more challenging and more frustrating and irritating when you spend a lot of time preparing for your rehearsal and you get up and you try to guide and direct your orchestra and they're not even paying attention to you. So maybe before you go into your rehearsal on Wednesday nights or Sunday mornings, that you just lift up a little prayer to the Lord and just ask the Lord to engage your orchestra in listening to your direction. And number five, pray that your orchestra plays with excellence in worship services. You know, that's what it's all about when you get together on Sunday mornings for your worship service. That's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And that's where you want your orchestra to engage in excellence. And one thing I sometimes have to do, and I just actually encountered it this past Sunday, is I was leading the orchestra through our early morning rehearsal, and everybody seemed kind of tired and disengaged. And I actually felt a little tired and maybe slightly disengaged myself. So we fought through the early morning rehearsal, and our orchestra typically meets for a brief prayer time before the service. And I just, after we had prayed, I encouraged the orchestra that I felt tired, and I had had a busy day the day before, and I sensed that they felt tired as well. So I just encouraged them to suck it up a little bit and to focus their mind on what we had to accomplish, and to focus our mind on worshiping the Lord. And we only had about 20 or 25 minutes worth of music, so let's just fight and focus for 25 minutes, and then we can disengage. So that's kind of how I handle it every once in a while with the orchestra when I sense that they're struggling in the area of excellence on a particular Sunday morning. And number six, pray that you and me as leaders, show up prepared to lead your teams with excellence. I'll tell you one of the frustrations that I've encountered over the years is, as an orchestra member, kind of the other side of it, is when those that are leading me are not prepared at all. They have not taken time to listen to the music and look at the scores and know where all the pitfalls are. And as our jobs as worship pastors, instrumental directors, we are being paid to come in prepared and to know how to lead our people. And when we don't, we're dropping the ball. Probably shouldn't even be paid that week. So I just encourage you as worship pastors, orchestra directors out there, you know, spend time, you know, at least on Wednesday morning, afternoon, gearing up for Wednesday night rehearsals. And what I like to do too on Friday afternoons before I leave the office is I spend some time listening to demo recordings and looking at the scores and just making sure I know my stuff before I walk in on my early morning rehearsal on Sunday morning. Well, anyway, these are just some ideas, generating thoughts on praying specifically for your orchestra. I'm sure there's many other ideas out there. Maybe they, kind of generated some thoughts for you on praying specifically, and I hope they've been helpful to you. Well, thanks for joining us here today, and glad you found us and our weekly podcast here at mystaffranger.com. Again, as I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, two things. If you're not part of our free monthly newsletter, we invite you to sign up on our homepage, www.mystaffranger.com. And also, you can subscribe to the RSS feed of our blog, and our blog location is www.mystaffranger.blogspot.com. And I blog regularly, three or four times a week, on various ministry issues, insights that I'm going through, topics of interest to me, and news from our business, client testimonials, finale tips and tricks, and so on. So thanks for being here again, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.